For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Many people across the nation are anxiously awaiting the total solar eclipse August 21st. South Carolinians are among them because the 65-mile-wide path of totality, or area of total eclipse, will pass through the state's three major cities. Lawn chairs and sunblock will be useful for a good experience, but one factor towers over all necessities, according to Dr. William Kane, ophthalmologist with the Columbia Eye Clinic: proper eye protection. Everyone knows not to look at the sun on an ordinary day, but an eclipse can fool people into looking, said Kane.
Normally, the brightness of the sun makes you not want to look at it because it's uncomfortable. During an eclipse, however, because the moon is covering part of the sun, it seems much dimmer. But in actual fact, there's still a tremendous amount of energy coming from the sun that is being focused on the central part of your retina, which is the part of your eye where you view images, and it's the film of the camera, so to speak.
And specifically, if you're looking at the sun, then it would be in your macula, which is the part of the retina that sees fine detail.
Dr. Mark Robinson, ophthalmologist at the USC School of Medicine, echoed Kane's warning, adding,
"And if you burn that area of the eye, it can cause permanent areas where you can't see. And unfortunately, it would be either right in or very close to the center of your vision, which is sort of the worst place to have an area where you can't see, sort of like having macular degeneration."
This would make a person legally blind, said Kane. He said people may be fooled by the lower glare when the sun is mostly eclipsed because
the retina itself does not have pain fibers, but we are conditioned to be uncomfortable with very bright lights because of the glare reflex. And so when that is removed, you can look at something that could potentially damage your eye without realizing that an injury is occurring.
So how does one look safely at the eclipse? Only with approved eclipse filtering glasses, both doctors said. They stressed that sunglasses do not give the proper protection from the sun's rays, and Kane said that wearing sunglasses to view the eclipse is actually worse than no protection at all.
When you have on a pair of sunglasses, your pupil dilates more, so it allows more light to come in than would be coming in otherwise. Since there's no pain reflex, you don't realize that you have the potential for a burn, so do not use ordinary sunglasses. Sunglasses actually give you a false sense of security.
The eclipse can be safely watched without protection, but only during totality, when the sun is completely blocked by the moon. Kane said strongly filtered welder's glass can offer protection, but was not enthusiastic about its use.
Welder's glasses number 14 and higher have sufficient radiant blocking power that they can be used. We don't recommend that because sometimes it's hard for somebody to know. Not all welder's glasses have a blocking filter that's as high as a number 14. So our advice is use only approved protection.
Robinson advised eclipse watchers to check their glasses to avoid pairs with scratches or other defects, and added another important piece of advice for families.
Another good point is if you have children that will be viewing the solar eclipse, even with the appropriate certified glasses, make sure that they're supervised at all times because kids may take off the glasses or may still be staring for too long. And so you have to be careful to make sure that children are using them appropriately.
Eclipse glasses will be widely distributed throughout the state and are available online as well. The doctors recommended that even with the approved filters, that watchers just glance at the eclipse and periodically look away. Safe watching, they said, will make for an enjoyable and memorable event. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.